Chip, my arm.
Where have you been, you young monkey?
I've only been to the churchyard.
If it wasn't for me, you'd been there long ago and stayed. Who brought you up by hand, eh?
You did.
And have you got anything to say, Joe Gargery?
No, I don't think so.
I should hope not. Now, get ready for tea, both of you. Or there'll be no food this night. Go on, sit down.
Pip, old chap, you all right?
Joe, I thought I heard something out of the marsh just now.
And so you did. There it goes again. There's a convict escaped last night. And now they're firing warning for another.
Where does the firing come from, Joe?
From the prison oaks, Pip, across the marsh.
Joe, who gets put in the hulks?
Well, it...
That's the way with this boy. Answer him one question and he'll ask you a dozen directly. People get put in the hulks because they murder and rob and do all sorts of bad. And they usually begin by asking questions. Now eat your tea and get to bed.
There you are, boy. Well, how's your package, boy?
The support pie, sir.
Hold on. You brought no one with you?
Oh, no, sir.
I believe you. You'd be a fierce young hound if you joined to hunt a wretched varmint as near death and dunghill as this one is.
There's another one, you know. I mean, escaped.
What?
They were firing the cannon last night.
Now, where's that file, boy?
Yes, sir. I took it from the forge.
Good. I'll get this anchor off me leg and then... All right, boy. Go on home. Go along.
Deuce have you been? Here it's Christmas Day with Uncle Pumblechook come for Christmas dinner and you wandering about the marshes. Now get inside.
I'm sorry. Merry Christmas, Uncle Pumblechook.
Boy, you have missed grace. Sit down.
Go on, Uncle Pumblechook.
And may we be truly grateful. Amen.
You hear that, Pip? Be grateful.
Especially be grateful to them what brought you up by hand, meaning Mrs. Joe.
Light or dark meat, Uncle?
Both. Why is it that the young are never truly grateful? Gravy, please. Naturally vicious. A little more stuffing, Mrs. Joe, if you please. Now take pork. Many a moral for the young might be deduced from pork.
Pip, would you like some...
Uncle Pumblechook is talking.
Swine were put before the young as an example of gluttony. What is detestable in a pig is even more so in a boy.
More pudding, Uncle.
Thank you, Mrs. Joe.
A gravy pip, old chap.
Ah, yes. Be grateful, boy. Consider the lesson of pork. If you had been born such... You would not be enjoying yourself with your elders and betters, rolling in the lap of luxury, brought up by hand by our gracious hostess here. Mrs. Joe, it is time for the pie.
Of course, Uncle Pumblechook. Pip, run and fetch Uncle's savory pork pie.
Pork pie?
Go on, Pip. It's in the pantry. Pip! Go and fetch Uncle Pumblechook's pie.
Open in the name of the king. Corporal, produce him handcuffs.
Handcuffs? Oh, don't take me, sir. I didn't mean to.
Oh, here, boy. I want the blacksmith.
I be the blacksmith.
Ah. You see, we've had an accident with these handcuffs and the lock goes wrong.
You are pursuing escaped convicts, Sergeant?
Yes, two. They're known to be out on the marshes. Anybody seen them?
No.
You, boy?
Me?
You seen any vicious convicts on the marsh?
Oh, no, sir. No, sir.
Well, how about it, blacksmith?
Sergeant, I was, like, to wondering, maybe we could, I mean, Pip, old chap here and me, maybe...
Oh.